This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. On Sunday, the California Highway Patrol responded to a fatal traffic collision involving an SUV and a motorcycle on State Route 299. The motorcycle rider was traveling east on State Route 299 near the Francis B. Matthews rest area between Sawyer and Hawkins Bar when he allowed his bike to cross into the westbound lane, colliding head-on with the SUV. The motorcycle left the roadway and the rider was ejected, causing fatal injuries. The victim's identity is being withheld pending notification of next of kin, and it's unknown if drugs or alcohol played a role in the crash. Today, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force and the Eureka Police Department's POP unit served a search warrant at the residence of 23-year-old James Boatsman, who was arrested over the weekend on drug possession and firearm charges. Law enforcement acquired a search warrant for Boatsman, and a traffic stop was conducted on Highway 101 near Richardson's Grove on Saturday. A search of the vehicle turned up nearly 3 pounds of suspected heroin, as well as a loaded firearm, and Boatsman was arrested and booked into jail. A search of his residence on 16th Street this morning turned up paraphernalia with evidence of heroin use. More arrests are expected as the investigation continues. On Sunday, a solo motorcycle collision on Highway 101 near Gazers Road left the rider with major injuries. For unknown reasons, 37-year-old Fortuna man Lauren Cody made an unsafe turn, causing the motorcycle to leave the roadway, colliding with a guardrail in the process. Cody was ejected and he was airlifted to a hospital in Santa Rosa for treatment of major injuries. The cause remains under investigation. Dan Squire has news from the Trinity County Sheriff's Office.
Following a months-long investigation, members of the Trinity County Sheriff's Narcotics Task Force, U.S. Forest Service law enforcement personnel, and members of CAMP raided a large marijuana grow near Higham Palm at the Trinity-Humboldt County line. Deputies confiscated more than 58,000 growing marijuana plants, one of several large illegal trespass grows that have been identified in the past few months. Along with the plants, there was evidence of widespread environmental impacts, including illegal water diversion, grading, and the use of pesticides and rodenticides by the growers. No suspects were located on site, and it's the largest grow that's been dismantled in the past several years, according to the Trinity County Sheriff's Office.
Thank you, Dan. This morning, a female out-of-state resident was parked along the Avenue of Giants near the Immortal Tree when she was approached by a white male adult who made her leave her vehicle at gunpoint. The suspect then fled the area, as well as a second vehicle that may have transported the suspect to the scene in the first place. Later in the afternoon, however, the sheriff's office located the stolen vehicle in the driveway of a residence owned by a citizen who reported the vehicle to law enforcement. The suspect was not located in the immediate area, and he remains at large. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to the impact local forest lands have on the economies of the cities and towns in our region. Wildfires have increasingly burned more total acres every summer, and two wildfires in Mendocino County were extinguished this past week, while another wildfire, known as the Marble Fire, continues to burn near the Soames Bar area off of Highway 96. The 20-acre range fire on Cow Mountain west of Ukiah was fully contained on Friday, and the Grade Fire, which burned close to 1,000 acres near the Redwood Valley, was contained as well, and the Marble Fire to this point is 15% contained. Air quality degradation caused by heavy smoke usually comes with the wildfire season, and it has historically made an impact on the region. While there is good air quality at the moment, the wildfire season is picking up momentum in California, and the United Air Quality Management District on the North Coast issued a PSA to residents in the region. Wildfires are a natural occurrence, but they won't help the nature-based economies that come with our communities. today, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office investigated a grand theft that occurred on Elk Ridge Road near Bryceland. Stolen property included two 2,500-gallon water tanks, 15 solar panels, a power inverter, amongst other equipment totaling nearly $22,000 in value. Two white male adults were seen on camera removing the stolen items from the property, and the suspect vehicle was photographed as well. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.